Time now for your letters. Our interview with Professor of Religious History David Steinmetz about historic differences within the Christian Church prompted many of you to write about the proper usage of the words Episcopal and Episcopalian, as well as the pronunciation of schism versus schism. So, North American editor of the Oxford English Dictionary, Jesse Scheidlauer, is here to give us some help. Jesse, nice to have you back on the program.
Thanks, Leanne. It's good to be back.
Let's start with usage. When do we use the word Episcopal and when do we use the word Episcopalian?
The short answer is that we use Episcopal when it's an adjective and we use Episcopalian when it's a noun. So if you are talking about people who follow the Episcopal Church, they are Episcopalians. If you are using any kind of adjectival sense, you use Episcopal. And that is the short answer. The situation is a little bit different in England. They don't have the Episcopal Church in England. The Episcopal Church in America is in communion with the Anglican Church in England. So in England, when they refer to Episcopal or Episcopalian, they're usually referring to it in a more etymological sense, that is referring to any church which is governed by bishops. So theoretically, you could refer to aspects of the Catholic Church as being Episcopal. In America, you would never say that because of the confusion with the Episcopal Church in America.
Now on schism, and I'm pronouncing it the NPR way, and schism, which was the Dr. Steinmetz way. First of all, why are there two different pronunciation, and is only one of them right?
Whether something is right or wrong is not something that can be answered definitively. Historically, the correct pronunciation of this word is schism. This is the way the word had always been pronounced in English. The reason that we have different pronunciations is that the word in Middle English was pronounced schism and was spelled in various ways, but all ways which would lead you to pronounce it schism. But it is derived from a Greek word that had a chi in it, which is usually represented in ch in English. Later, in the 16th century, the spelling in English was altered to schism, but spelled sch, to associate it with the Greek form. And from that, the pronunciation developed into schism because it looks like it should be pronounced that way, just like school, which is pronounced with an sk sound and which derives from a Greek word that begins with, you know, the equivalent of sch. So the schism pronunciation is now extremely common and is probably the dominant pronunciation. In fact, American Heritage, which is a relatively conservative dictionary, their usage panel, 61% of them prefer the schism pronunciation, and these are usually more conservative speakers, more conservative users.
Jesse Scheidlauer is the North American editor of the Oxford English Dictionary. He joined us from New York. Jesse, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We also received many letters about my conversation with food critic Rob Walsh. Rob told us about exotic foods he's encountered in his travels, including the Asian fruit durian. He mentioned that he'd never seen a durian for sale in the United States. Of course, many of you immediately directed us to markets where we could obtain one. Weekend Edition producer Wilma Consul went out and bought one. It's about the size of a bicycle helmet. It's a brown rind. It's covered with tiny spikes, so it looks a little bit like an urchin. And our Weekend Edition colleague Scott Simon has volunteered to taste and smell it first. Welcome, Scott.
Thank you. Although I don't remember volunteering. I remember
being dragooned.
Yes, exactly.
Well,
yes.
We've dragooned you into being our taste buds and our nose. And Wilma, if you'll do the honors, you take it out of the bag and we'll cut a piece and offer it to our guest.
Oh, why is this a joke? Have you smelled this?
What does it smell like?
It smells like if you...
rotten eggs.
Yeah, exactly. Underneath the subway is what like the New York subways is what...
Do you want to taste it?
Well, I'll have a little. Of course I'll have a little. Thank you.
Scott, what does it taste like?
Well, it the best thing I can say is it kind of tastes like a bland, pallid plum.
Does it taste better than it smells?
It tastes better than it smells. The control room says they're certain that a woman of your sophistication and cosmopolitan nature would love to try a little bit of this fruit.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
It's only fair, Scott, if you try it. I have to try it, too, because I can smell it from over here.
You do seem to... Well, I'm sure they can smell it at home, and we're in a locked and sealed soundproof room.
Oh,
I know.
Oh, low tide at Revere Beach. But as my child once said when I gave her Marmite for the first time, Mom, I ate something bad. Well, Rob Walsh described this as kind of the Roquefort cheese of fruit. You either you like it or you don't.
You don't
smell
yes.
has something to do with it. Scott Simon, thanks a lot for being a guinea pig.
My almost pleasure. Close to it.